All right. How about this one, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, by the way, I want to ask you, and this is not part of the quiz now. I just want to ask you this. You know, we're talking about causes of less sex, lowered sex drive. What are some other reasons that you come up with? How many of you had already thought about some of these that I've already discussed? And what other causes come to your mind? Causes of a lowered sex drive that leads to less sex. Let me give you just a few seconds. Think about that. Okay, what'd you come up with? All right. Cool. All right, cool. All right. I'm telling you what, some of y'all might need to go ahead and sign up. Get yourself some of these degrees in human sexuality so you can help people too. What about this one though? Let's add this to the mix. How many of you mentioned this one? Medications. Yeah, there are some medications that are known to run interference with the sex drive. A number of different medications can lower that sex drive, including birth control. How many of you ladies would have thought of that? You want to do what you can to basically control the chances or reduce the chances of becoming pregnant. And some of the medications that you might take in order to accomplish that goal may make it difficult for you to have sex, which would lead to pregnancy in the first place. How about drugs? Now, you may be surprised at one of these that I'm going to mention. Drugs that can lower sex drive. You don't have to give me the specific name of a drug, but what kind of conditions would be treated by drugs that could lead to a lowered sex drive? What kind of condition, what kind of medical condition may require treatment with drugs? And then those drugs in turn cause lowered libido, lowered sex drive. I know a lot of you thinking about this one, high blood pressure. Yes, there are some medications that are designed to treat high blood pressure that can run interference with your sex drive. Some of the medications that treat depression can run interference with your sex drive. How about this one? Drugs for heartburn. That's one I would not have thought of. There are some drugs that are used to treat heartburn that can also run interference with the sex drive. So if you suspect that your drug is the root of your sexual problems, get with your doctor and ask if there's a suitable alternative with fewer sexual side effects. And mention specifically sexual side effects. Don't just ask if there's an alternative that has fewer side effects. There could be any number of side effects. You want to zero in on the fact that you want something with fewer sexual side effects. For example, the antidepressants, one that we know as Wellbutrin or Remeron, may not affect your libido as much as Prozac or Zoloft or Paxil and others. So if you're taking one of these, like the Paxil or Prozac, Zoloft, and they're having a negative impact on you sexually, well, you may want to ask. And of course, you know, if you're taking these, again, as antidepressants, you may want to ask your doctor if Wellbutrin or Remeron may work, you know, accomplish what the doctor's trying to accomplish when it comes to treating the depression, but without having such an impact on your sex drive. All right, here's one. What else did you come up with? Ways, you know, things that can be done that can push down the sex drive. How about alcohol? And no, I am not talking about rubbing alcohol. I'm talking about that alcohol that a lot of folks like to drink, like to consume. Well, check this out. Because I know some of you have heard some stories, some anecdotes about alcohol and sex. And you say, wait a minute, now hold up. Alcohol driving down the sex drive? That's not what I heard. Okay, check this out. There's a bit of a complicated relationship between alcohol and sex. One or two drinks may put both of you in the mood, but drinking too much can inhibit a woman's ability to reach orgasm. Now, notice now they're not saying she would not be able to have sex at all, but it may make it more difficult for her to reach orgasm. And let's face it, you know, we like sex, but especially the orgasm. And if the woman is having a difficult time reaching orgasm, and if the alcohol is a problem, there you go, an easy fix. For men, too many drinks can lead to erectile dysfunction or ejaculatory incompetence. So, you're drinking? You both may get into bed with good intentions, but chances are that drunk sex, I mean, you have just poured in the liquor into yourselves. Drunk sex, probably not going to be good at all. It can even cause you to make poor decisions regarding sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy prevention. If you're going to drink, the recommendation is that you go with two drinks as a maximum. Of course, the ideal is no drinks as a maximum. But if you're going to drink, no more than two. Let's just face reality, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is real talk about real life. And just like we know that for people who really want to take the high road, I mean the best road, the highest road, when it comes to sex, it is best to engage only when you're married and then only with the person to whom you're married. But we know that a lot of people are not going to wait until they're married to engage in sexual activity. So it really is a good idea to say to people, look, if you're going to engage in sexual activity anyway, you need to make sure that you're doing what you can to reduce the risk of transmission of disease, and you need to do what you can to reduce the risk of pregnancy. That's real life. And so I know that there's some people who get upset when they hear us talk like that. No, you should only be saying no sex until you're married and then only to the one to whom you're married. Well, I agree with that 100%. Only the person you're married to once you're married. But if you're not married, do we run the risk, or is there a chance, is there even a small chance that a few people will have sex before they're married? Actually, we know that the probability is a whole lot of people are going to have sex before they're married. And with that knowledge, rather than say, look, we know you're going to have sex anyway, so we're not going to talk about trying to reduce the risk of transmission of diseases or the reducing the risk of pregnancy, we're not going to even talk about it. Just go ahead and do what you're going to do. And if you get a disease, you get a disease. If someone is up pregnant, then they end up pregnant. We could take that position, couldn't we? But I think that that position is not as noble as the position of saying, look, we know the reality. The reality is a lot of people are going to have sex before they're married, male and female. And it's going to be because they're going to want that pleasure. They're going to want to experience that pleasure before they're married. And many are going to insist on experiencing that pleasure before they're married. So for those of you who have decided you are not going to get married, I'm sorry, you're not going to engage in sexual activity until you're married, I mean it when I say I take my hat off to you. I sure do. I take my hat off to you. For those of you who have decided you are going to engage in sexual activity before you're married, reduce the risk of transmission of diseases, reduce the risk of pregnancy. All right. So with that in mind, again, I say, Again, looking at reality. It would be great if people did not drink alcohol at all. But we know that the reality is, even amongst members of communities where people attend worship services of whatever religion it is, including Christianity, there are people who drink, and they are going to drink. They're not going to stop. Well, for you, the recommendation is, if you want to have a good sex life, limit your drinks to two. Real talk about the real world. All right, back in a few.